Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim O'Toole. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hunt trying to get to home. Robinson throws the ball into Edwards, who tags Hunt, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skinner moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skinner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Pinson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Reds. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cook scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Hickman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Sherry fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Sherry. Robinson goes all the way around to score. Coleman moves to third. It's 3-0, Reds. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Sherry and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-1, Reds. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Hickman moves to second. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Toole takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to third. Cardenas moves to second. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cook fields it and throws to home to get Spencer. Cardenas moves to third. O'Toole moves to second. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cook juggles the ball. That's an error on Cook. Cardenas scores. O'Toole moves to third. Rose moves to second. It's 5-1, Reds. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. O'Toole scores. Rose moves to third. Skinner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rose scores. Skinner scores. Pinson moves to second. It's 8-1, Reds. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-3 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Rose reaches second base with a double. O'Toole moves to third. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas throws the ball into Hunt, who tags Skinner, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. O'Toole scores. Rose scores. It's 10-1, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cliff Cook now playing left field. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Vada Pinson. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing center field. Marty Keogh now playing right field. Jesse Gonder now catching. Eddie Casco now playing third base. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie is 0-for-1 in the game. McKenzie strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hirsel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Walters pinch hits for Leo Cardenas. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. O'Toole hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Blasingame now playing second base. Ken Walters now playing right field. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Tommy Harper now playing third. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Toole covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal pinch hits for Al Moran. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on O'Toole. Neal moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. Neal scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-3, Reds. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Toole. Taylor moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 4 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.